Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. And tomorrow night on AM 820 WNYC, we'll have a two-hour New Jersey special. First at 7 o'clock, I will host a one-hour call-in about Governor Chris Christie and the state of the state. Then at 8 o'clock, we will air the audio portion of a Channel 13 call-in with the governor. Steve Adubato, who does New Jersey Public Affairs for Channel 13, will be hosting. We should also mention here, by way of disclosure, that there is the tentative deal in place with Governor Christie for WNYC to acquire four northern New Jersey frequencies of NJN radio and for Channel 13 to run NJN television, with Steve Adubato playing an expanded role. Hi, Steve. Welcome back to WNYC.
Brian, it's always good to talk to you.
And
we're
listeners,
excited about tomorrow night.
Indeed. And listeners, if you want to suggest a question right now that you would like Steve to ask Governor Christie tomorrow night, you can call in right now and suggest it. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What question do you want to ask Governor Christie? Suggest it right now to Steve Adubato, who will be hosting the Christie call-in tomorrow night. 212-433-WNYC, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And I guess today's Chris Christie headline, Steve, is the exchange between him and Piers Morgan on CNN last night.
You said, I think you more likely you'll commit suicide than run for president. Can we hold you to that, Governor?
Yeah, you can.
Is that one of those little jokes where you think, hang on, maybe I went too far there?
Well, listen, my wife didn't like the joke. I mean, what I said was, what do I have to do to convince you that I'm not going to run for president? Commit suicide?
But even that wasn't enough for Piers Morgan.
I don't believe this is 100% closed to you. And I don't think you could look me in the eye, given everything that's going on, and say, Piers, I'm 100% certain I'm not going to run, can you?
You're wrong. I'm 100% certain I'm not going to run.
All right, Steve. Does 100% mean 100%? I'm
not exactly. Chris Christie has said the same thing to me when I've asked him, you know, both, you know, in media situations and in private. And he says, I'm absolutely not doing it. It's not the right time. I'm not doing it to my family. The process is one that is just so grueling and difficult, not just for the candidate, obviously, Brian, but for their family. And he has four children, and many of whom are younger. And he doesn't think it's the right time. And he also feels that New Jersey, remember, there are two, the Democrats control both houses, the Senate and the Assembly. And listen, I know it doesn't sound sexy or interesting, but God, is it important that we deal with pension and health care reform in the state for public employees, because the system's about to go bankrupt. And if the governor does not get a compromise with the Democrats in the legislature to solve this pension and health care problem for public employees and the system goes bust, I mean, you can forget about running for president. And to his credit, he's actually trying to get it done. Easier said than done.
If you had to predict, based on your coverage of New Jersey, what are the biggest three things on residents' minds right now that they would likely want to ask the governor about tomorrow night? I assume it's not whether he's running for president.
No, it's actually not. I mean, you have people in New Jersey, just like every other place in the nation, struggling. You got New Jersey with a massive fiscal problem. You got a deficit that's $10, $11, $12 billion. I believe people don't ask about the deficit. They want to ask about, Governor, how are you going to create jobs? And I'm always curious as to how politicians describe how they are going to create a job. I don't really know how they do that other than create an environment where the private sector wants to be there. New Jersey is one of the highest taxed states in the nation. We're not seen by many as business friendly. And Chris Christie is working to have that relationship with business. I hope people ask, Governor, how are you going to do that without giving away the store? How are you going to do that without doing away with environmental regulations that protect our air and our drinking water? I also know people are going to ask about helicopters. I mean, people are going to ask about the governor's. You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. It's not really the helicopter by itself, Brian. Mm-hmm. It's what it represents to people. And the governor is going to have to deal very directly with people saying, let me get this straight. If I've got to go to my kid's practice and I can't, you know, take a helicopter and I've got to sit in traffic or I may not be able to go, why should you be able to go? And the governor is going to deal with directly the question of how life is different for a chief executive. And what else? Finally on that, remember, John Corzine got into a serious accident that he almost, you know, lost his life in, for driving way over the speed limit without a seatbelt. So we're going to be talking about safety, and finally we're going to be talking about the fiscal situation in the state and whether the state's going to go bankrupt anytime soon.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC with Steve Adubato from Channel 13. He'll be interviewing Governor Christie. We'll be simulcasting that and taking calls from both stations tomorrow night at 8. I'll be doing a kind of a pregame show at 7 o'clock on AM 820 tomorrow night. Coming up here in 10 minutes, by the way, we will have tennis great Billie Jean King, who is working with Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, among other things that she's doing. So Billie Jean King in 10 minutes. Mark in Bergen County has a possible question for the governor. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Brian. My question would be this. How does he, as governor, deal with the opposition party? What kind of negotiation skills does he want to bring to the table? How have they changed as a result of his experience to date? Things along those lines.
Mark, thank you. And do you expect to ask a version of that? And do you think that he has a different behind closed doors working relationship with the Democrats in the legislature than sort of the image of, you know, the bellicose Chris Christie on YouTube?
You know, I've had this conversation with the governor, and I know I'm going to ask him about it tomorrow. I'm going to ask him about regrets. I'm going to ask him about apologizing. I'm going to ask him whether, in fact, calling individual legislators who disagree with him and say things about what he does or doesn't do, you know, he called the state assemblywoman in Bergen County a jerk. I'm curious to ask the governor how you negotiate with someone, you know, when you call them a jerk. But that's Chris Christie. Chris Christie actually doesn't care in many ways if he gets you angry. The problem becomes, unless you control not just the governorship, but both houses of the legislature.
Which he doesn't.
He doesn't. And by a lot, they don't. And so my point is, how the heck do you negotiate getting things done for the state when you're in people's faces? And listen, Chris Christie is as advertised. He was that way during the campaign. He was in the NJEA's face, the teachers union, then. He is in their face now. The question becomes, how does he continue to do that, be the person that a lot of people like nationally because they don't like the Republican national, I'm not going to even say ticket, but the field, and Mitt Romney doesn't excite anyone even though he's the front runner. Chris Christie excites people nationally because he's interesting, he's dynamic, he says what he thinks. But the problem is when you actually have to negotiate behind closed doors, he's very tough, but he's got to give in on certain things or nothing happens. You don't win just because you're on YouTube a lot.
Right.
Chris Christie's a dynamic guy, but being governor is a lot more than that.
And listeners, you can tweet your questions for the governor to the hashtag using the hashtag AskChristie. Tweet it at me, at Brian Lehrer, and use the hashtag AskChristie. We should mention that the legislature in Trenton is now considering the deal announced by the governor to have Channel 13 run NJN television and have WNYC and WHYY Philadelphia acquire the 9 frequencies that make up NJN Public Radio. And Steve, you were at the governor's announcement and you would have a major role in providing New Jersey programming for Channel 13. But some lawmakers and others are skeptical about this deal for having a New York station at the helm. Here is Rutgers Professor Ross Baker.
We certainly can't depend on the New York broadcast media to cover New Jersey adequately. Unless there is some particularly bloody crime that's taken place in New Jersey, the New York network stations really don't deign to cover it.
Do you want to make the case?
Yeah, well, respectfully to Dr. Baker, he couldn't be more wrong. WNET, so we can be clear, full disclosure, I don't work for WNET. But I'm the head of a production company called the Caucus Educational Corporation. It's a not-for-profit but very entrepreneurial production company that has to raise all of its money privately. We are co-producing this on-the-line program with Chris Christie. We co-produce, together with WNET, 3 New Jersey productions, Capital Report, One-on-One, and Caucus New Jersey. Respectfully to Ross Baker, what he's missing is that WNET for years has been co-producing programming in New Jersey, and is challenged to have to produce a minimum of 20 hours, and I believe it'll be more than that, of original programming about New Jersey. And look, if it doesn't happen, the state can pull the plug. If it doesn't happen, the state can get its money back. If it doesn't happen, the deal will fall through and we will fail. That will not happen. And so my point is, by comparing WNET to the New York commercial stations is laughable, because you should take a look at WNET and compare it to the local commercial stations. There's a very different picture out there. But let's not kid ourselves. NJN, love the guys. Terrific. 43 years. The model doesn't work. I didn't say so. The governor did. The legislature did. The money's not there to support it. It was a state agency There was a bid that went out. WNET won. We're a major player in that, and we'll find out when we get on the air whether we can draw an audience. And I'm confident we will and do important stuff in the process.
And just to be fair, some people are raising questions about you and the kind of coverage you would provide. For example, the Star-Ledger starts by calling you the well-regarded head of a nonprofit TV production company who has won Emmy Awards and critical acclaim for shows about New Jersey. But it also said his father, Stephen Sr., is the most important political boss in the biggest city in the state, Newark. Though he's a Democrat, Adubato Sr. has been closer to Governor Chris Christie than most Republicans. And they quote Jeff Tittle of the Sierra Club saying, any programming deal for the state where the people involved are directly and indirectly involved with any political faction has to be a concern. I don't care who it is. So do you want to respond to that?
It's simple. And by the way, Mr. Tittle and others who want to be on our programs never seem to question why they were asked to be on or whether anyone had to vet them being on. They just wanted to be on. And here's my point. Our programming together with WNET has Democrats, Republicans, Independents, policymakers, academics, legislators, the executive branch, Democrats, Republicans, everyone. The point is you couldn't raise the money we raised, and WNYC couldn't raise the money it raises if you were perceived as anything other than a fair and balanced, and I'll steal that term from Fox because we live it every day, a fair and balanced operation. I would challenge anyone to point to a single program that anyone has ever done in our operation that is skewed in any direction. My point is my father is my father. I'm over 50 years old. And I wonder at what point people look at your track record and say, it's either good, bad, or I'm not so sure. If someone could point to something, great. The fact is, I'm not connected to anything politically. I'm connected to public broadcasting and raising private dollars to make it happen. And I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about the Chris Christie live call-in tomorrow night at 8 o'clock that you guys will be simulcasting. And let people judge for themselves. If they think I'm too soft on the governor, I'm sure they'll say so. But I guarantee you that won't be the case.
Let's get one or two more suggestions for questions for the governor on before we run out of time. And Billie Jean King is standing by. John in Paramus, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Yeah, quickly, I'm glad that it goes through that Steve's going to run it because I have a lot of confidence in him. I just want to know what the plans of the future for the property taxes, especially in the high Bergen County area. What does he intend to do to try and get them down a little bit more?
Thank you very much. And I might add to that, he's been in office a little while. Is the property tax cap working?
It's working because it's not as bad as it would otherwise be. The question is, can the property tax cap alone keep property taxes down? No. You have 567 municipalities, 611 school districts. It does not work. It is not sustainable. If we do not merge small towns, force consolidation, my view, property taxes will be jacked up in the next couple of years.
Irene and Patterson, you have a question that you'd like Steve to ask the governor?
Yes, I'd like to ask him to ask the governor, why does he think, Governor Christie, think he could change horses in midstream? Why is he punishing people who have given? I have friends, I'm on my eight-hour lunch break in Paterson, New Jersey. I'm a teacher.
8 hour?
Yeah, 8 hour lunch break because we don't do anything. But I have friends who are teachers who have been here for 33 years, and they have, and now they're worried about retiring. And I wonder how he can treat people who have given all their time, all their money, all their life, and why he thinks he can just change it up like that.
Irene, thank you. Steve, we have under a minute. I'm sure you're going to bring up his contentious relationships with teachers.
The governor argues, and I'm not going to speak for him, but his argument is his beef is with the union and not the teachers. And full disclosure, the NJEA is a major underwriter of our programming. That being said, Governor Christie is going to have to make the case that his beef is with the union and not with teachers, because I know a lot of teachers who don't see it that way. And that may be the governor's intent, but the perception is that there's a war on teachers. And any perception that there's a war on teachers, and our kids are in public schools, and their teachers are exceptional, and we're so proud of what they do, and they're clearly underpaid and underappreciated, we need to celebrate teaching excellence and celebrate our teachers. The governor has to figure out how to communicate in a way that his beef is not with rank-and-file teachers. And so far, that's a very daunting task on his end.
All right. Two-hour New Jersey special tomorrow night on AM 820 WNYC. I will host a call-in on Governor Christie and the State of the State at 7. Then we will simulcast Steve Adubato's one-hour call-in with the governor that he's doing on Channel 13 at 8 o'clock. You can tweet your questions between now and then to at Brian Lehrer, hashtag Ask Christie. Steve, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Billie Jean King, next.